Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Victoria 28, Johannesburg 27, Emalahleni 25 degrees. The Tshwane Bus Services has officially resumed its normal services amid driver shortages. 30 drivers were dismissed in November last year after participating in an unprotected strike in May. The decision to fire the drivers was taken after they appeared before a disciplinary hearing.
However, in the interim, the shortage of drivers may affect the frequency of services on certain routes. We sincerely apologize for any inconvenience this may cause and appeal to our commuters for patience and understanding as we work diligently to finalize the recruitment process.
That's the City of Tshwane spokesperson Lindela Mashiho. City Power has disconnected over 120 bypass prepaid meters in Cliptown Square, Soweto. Acting on a resident tip-off, the Revenue Protection Team removed tampered meters and imposed fines exceeding 14,000 rand. City Power spokesperson Isaac Mangena warns against meter tampering.
We are going to intensify this as the year starts across all the areas where the new meters were installed. We're going to be in Lenasia, we're going to be in the inner city, everywhere in the city of Johannesburg, so that all those that have bypassed the meters can actually be made to pay the penalties that are due to the City Power.
Johannesburg Tourism has launched its latest Tourism Ambassador Program, which has seen the deployment of 227 young people to sites and attractions across the metro. The program aims to make Johannesburg a safer and more navigable destination for visitors while bolstering tourism awareness. On to the big international news story of the day, and South Africa has welcomed the temporary ceasefire agreement reached between Israel and Hamas, saying this is a crucial first step towards ending the severe humanitarian crisis faced by 2.3 million Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. The ceasefire, which will come into effect on Sunday, will include the release of 33 hostages. Here's the international relations and cooperation spokesperson Crispin Biri.
The ceasefire must lay the basis for a just peace, which should include the establishment of an independent, viable Palestinian state. In accordance with successive rulings of the ICJ, the provisional measures prescribed by the ICJ must be adhered to by the occupying power. International law and humanitarian law must be respected and upheld.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has meanwhile commended mediators, Egypt, Qatar and the US for the dedicated efforts in brokering a temporary Israel-Hamas ceasefire in Gaza.
I urge the parties to seize this opportunity to establish a credible political path to a better future for Palestinians, Israelis and the broader region, ending the occupation and achieving a negotiated two-state solution with Israel and Palestine living side by side in peace and security remain an urgent priority.
And the International Committee of the Red Cross says it's ready to help implement an agreed Gaza ceasefire. The organization says it's also prepared to massively scale up humanitarian response. It ever admits it will require continuous efforts from both parties to ensure that teams can carry out their work. I'm Chanel September, back with Mornings on Afrikaans at 11.
Thank you, Chanel September. 4 minutes past 10. I see your messages coming through that says, "Nee, Lona, ek eet nooit. There will be no eating in this." What do you eat in your car? Come on. I know you do.
We all do.
No, we don't.
The worst is a drive-thru with the McDonald's chips that you just, you know, gotta have.
But do you dip it? But do you dip it in the ice cream?
No.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing. I see it here on 084-850-0942. People are talking. There's a vrou wat says that the jelle hoender and okay.
We listen and we don't judge.
I have another confession. You see, I shouldn't have opened this can of worms. So over the festive season, morning everyone. For those of you who have just tuned into the Work Zone on Jacaranda FM, I'm back from a long holiday and I promised not to tell you any stories about my holiday because I only want to hear from you. But there is this one because Chanel's a Cape Tonian and so am I. So wach, picture this. So ek vat die kinders.